Chapter 1. I meet Sir Henry Curtis. It is a curious thing that at my age, 55 last birthday, I should find myself taking up a pen and try and write a history. I wonder what sort of history it will be when I have done it, if I ever come to the end of the trip. I have done a good many things in my life which seems a long one to me, owing to my having begun so young. Perhaps, at an age when other boys were at school, I was earning my living as a trader in the old colony. I have been trading, hunting, fighting and mining ever since. And yet it is only 8 months ago that I made my pile. It is a big pile now, I've got it. I don't yet know how big, but I don't think I would go through the last 15 or 16 months again for it. No, if I knew that I could come out safe at the other end, pile and all. But then I am a timid man, I don't like violence, and I'm pretty sick of adventure. I wonder why I am going to write this book. It is not in my line. I'm not a literary man, though very devoted to the Old Testament, and also to the Ingoldsby legends. Let me try and set down my reasons just to see if I have any. First reason, because Sir Henry Curtis and Captain John Good asked me to. Second reason, because I am laid up here in Durban with the pain and trouble in my left leg.